The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Jesus, there's a grace that the revelation of your name brings. That grace is our focus this morning. That we will not come empty. We will not just come as coming. We will not come and go away the same way we have come. Each time we see your face, we change. Lord, your face is what we want to see this morning. We want to see your face. We want to be brought to a space where we can keep beholding you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a light the Lord has been shining through our Father on the issue of what the desire of heaven is upon everyone's soul in this season. I told Pastor Favor one of these days, I said, the Feast of Charity, this is not the first. In fact, this is like the third time we'll be doing Feast of Charity. We've done it before. I discover again, we've done it in Corn Feast again. That theme has come, this is like this, either second or third time that theme is coming. No, Paul will say to some people, he say, for me to repeat what I have said before, it's not burdensome. And it's not for repetition. It's because, like Pastor Alfred said, God wants to come down and harvest from all levels. Some years ago, we had a meeting that one of my cousins came for that meeting. You know, after that meeting, she cried to her sister. She said, the way these people are teaching, what about we that are just starting? The way they are saying it, we that we are just starting, is like we don't have hope. Feast of Charity, this the flavor that this one is bringing, it's not only because of those who have done well, who have been hearing for the past 5 years, 10 years. Mm-mm. This one wants to crop from every level. And that is why somewhere there, they are coming down with abundant understanding. You discover doors that seem locked before are being opened. So don't allow the enemy to say you are just coming. This time, it is like that parable that Jesus said to his disciples and said, there was a king that invited many for his sons. And when those who were invited did not come, what did he say to them? Everybody you see, invite them. All you need is to receive the invitation. Hallelujah. There is no qualification. The only qualification you need is what the School of Life taught this morning. It's faith in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Daddy read from Exodus 19, verse 5, and I discovered that this thought is littered in the scriptures of the prophet, even more than the new. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, For all the earth is mine. Truly, all the earth is the Lord's. But do you know the Lord does not own every soul on the earth? But he wants to have those that he can call his own. Deuteronomy 14, 12. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself. Above all nations that are upon the earth. You see the same thing said in Deuteronomy 26, 18. And the Lord has avouched thee this day. Can you imagine? Do you know the meaning of avouched? It's like a vow. To be his peculiar people. As he had promised thee that thou shouldest keep his commandment. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if the Lord has made this decision long before we came on scene, this call, this invitation is for everybody. Say, I can be a peculiar people to God. I know that thing does not obey the law of English. Don't worry. Does not need to obey. Because God's thought is higher than English language. Abi? I can be a peculiar treasure. If they say something is treasure, it means it's of great worth. Abi? Then in treasure, and I say peculiar treasure. Hallelujah. We are not the first set of beings made to be treasure to God. When God raised angels, angels are beings of treasure, especially cherubs. They are tall beings of treasure. Imagine that for Lucifer, the amount of stones used to raise him. That guy is a treasure. To have 10 stones out of the maybe 12, for them to put 10 of that 12 in one bin, that's why that guy became high-minded. He's like, I don't think even Angel Gabriel has this amount of stones. 10 precious stone, sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle. Have you ever seen carbuncle? It's only Bible you have ever seen it. Gold. Everything Lucifer needed for obedience was put inside him in fullness. That is the workmanship of his tablet. The way they made that be one parish SRI. They said it was perfect. But in day that you were created, after God looked at you, they didn't call you good. What was our own adjective? We are just good. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. From day one, instead of giving God perfect, it was perfect. But sin, iniquity, brought him down. He was a treasure. He was a treasure. Before God, Lucifer was a treasure. But if God now chose the least of the treasures, Psalm 103 says, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom ruleth over. Let's look at the cadres of the kingdom. Bless the Lord, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening to the voice of his word. These are the kind of angels that Lucifer was. All his workmanship to keep hearkening was in him, fully. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Soul is where we came in, living soul.
Though we were made treasure at that point, but we are the lowest of all the treasure. When they finished, they said we were good. They didn't say we were perfect. So in that, some would have been good, some would be better, right? But some people, we are perfect. And that is why for Lucifer, he felt, man, for God to give man, the hope that God gave man is too high for man. So to him, he feels he's more qualified for that hope. To become his image and likeness. You know, for some of us, it's because you don't understand. There was this story, I think it's PJ that told the story, of a man who did not meet his father, but he did not know, you know, some children do not know their father, who was a vagabond, homeless man, did not know his father, but his father was one of the richest billionaires, the richest man in his time. And his will was that his only son, he knows he has a son, at 40, once he clocks 40, he should have the key to all his wealth. And this man did not know. He did not know that will was existing. But the painful thing is that he had the key to that will. Maybe they gave him, you know, all these lockets. They gave him a key. And inside that key, as in carrying the key around, though, was a note that says that gives the code to his father's wealth. It was at his death. Yes. He lived all his life homeless. It was at his dying, he found out that the locket he carried throughout life, maybe from his mother, had the door to unending wealth. And it was painful that he could not enjoy that thing because he lacks knowledge. What God promised man to be image and likeness, no being has it. It will only take eternity to really explain what that means. Hallelujah. But for Satan to be interested in that thing, you should now know that we don't really understand what it means. Lucifer felt, if I can add this to what I have, you know, he stole that thing from Adam. This thing that was promised Adam, he stole it. He stole his space. If I can add it to what I have, then I will be everything I can ever dream to be. Hallelujah. Let's go to that scripture that Daddy started reading. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. One blessing that God will do for us in this season is to open our understanding to what it means to be God's peculiar people. So that, like that parable that Jesus gave, we'll be able to sell all we have now. Said a man found a treasure in a field. What did he go and do? He went to sell all that he had to buy that field. May we be like that man. Verse 4, to whom coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. For unto you therefore, I want you to take notes now, put ourselves there. Unto us therefore which believe is what? But to them which be disobedient, this is the explanation. The stone which the builders disallowed. So to some people, he is disallowed. At a level, to us, to every man, he is disallowed. That stone, the chief stone, has a nature in him. That nature is the nature that makes him easily disallowed to men. Man can easily disallow, when you say disallow, disagree with. Actually, he is precious. But in him, they also made him to be to the world. He has to be disallowed. The world can never receive him. That's what I mean. For him to be precious, you would have believed. For him to become precious, you would have journeyed from hearing to believing to receiving. It is at receiving you see him precious. It is because you see the hope that he is precious that you receive him. If you do not see him as precious, you will also disallow. Jesus said to his disciples at the tail end of his life, he said, the world does not know me. That should be John 17. The world did not receive me, so also it will not receive you. It is a law of Christ raising. At a point, the world must hate Christ. And when I say the world, I don't mean outside. I mean world in us. None of us came to Jesus loving Christ. It's easy to love Jesus, but it's not easy to love Christ. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he started walking. Even today, my God is doing good. Okay. That is Jesus of Nazareth. Abi? In fact, when the cripples see him like this, before he say anything, how do you feel? If somebody's just walking from Oka, and every mad person is just recovering, would they not like him? Would they crucify that kind of person? Some of us believe that in the days of Jesus, I will not crucify him. If it's me, I will not join them to shout, crucify him. They don't crucify Jesus. It is Christ that is crucified. Nobody will like to crucify Jesus. Jesus is a fine boy. Jesus is a fine man. Jesus is not just fine. Jesus is good. He will heal you. He will give you food. Abi? What else? Oh, yeah, tell me. He will provide for your needs. Abi? Kilotuku. He will eat with you. He will play with you. That's why Paul said, Ejoema somo, sir. Don't say it again. Go to cross. At this time, now, no now. Say he took him and he rebuked him. Just like some of us are rebuking Jesus in our life now. Jesus, you don't like good things. Don't see fine girl, I like fine girl. And now, he rebuked Jesus. Not because he hated God, but because there is nobody that can easily see Christ. Without Holy Ghost, you can't see him. You can't understand that this same Jesus, for him to be made Lord and Christ, he has to go through cross. At that point, only Jesus, whom the Father sent, could understand that. Until they received the Holy Ghost, they did not, even the disciples, they disallowed. So when I say disallow, it's not because you hate God. Disallow is blindness. Every one of us, we are battling with disallowing Christ. We love Jesus, but it's very easy to disallow Christ. And without seeing him as Christ, he cannot be Lord. Ephesians verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth, look at it, the people he's talking about here, we're already believers. From this point now, if I stand and say from this point, it means if I say from this point now, don't do like this again. It means before we came to this point, you were doing like that. It means as a believer, you could walk as a Gentile. Henceforth, walk not as other Gentiles. What makes a man Gentile? Is it the color of his skin? Is it the way he talks? Is it the song he sings? Is it his prayer point? No. Is his mind. His mind, the summary of his mind, or the law that his mind walks by, is called vanity. It's not vanity because it's not tangible. No, in children's class, they used to teach us that tangible is something that you cannot see. Abi? Vanity is what's... It's like wind. It's not like wind. Vanity is very tangible. Vanity is very real. In fact, to a carnal man, which we were all at a level, at a point, vanity was more real than God. If not, if your son is doing his next birthday, ask him if he wants righteousness as his birthday gift. And hear what he will use to answer you. Daddy, if you say, I'll just package in this box, you will have righteousness. You will have meekness. You will have love. You will have long suffering. He will just be looking at you. Daddy, they play. You are not cooking rice. You are not... Give Bible as... How many of you like that? Your 16th birthday. It's Bible your mother gave you. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? I'm trying to say that at every level of a believer's life, there is a time where you can't determine what is vanity. If not by the Holy Ghost, you don't know what is vanity. And the labor, the first interest of the Holy Ghost is to expose to us what vanity truly is. Because vanity is not a spirit that you cast out. Vanity is a philosophy. It's a way of life. Vanity is a technology that Satan used to raise his own beings on the earth. Vanity is the life that soul. When God breathed into man, when he formed him out of the soil and then breathed into his nostrils, what did he become? What did he become? When man believed what the enemy said, as against what God said, what he became is vain. Yes, that's how vanity kickstarted. So vanity is faith. It's faith of the carnal man. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, as good as what Jesus was doing in Jerusalem, in the streets of Jerusalem, as wonderful as what he was doing, he knows to heal the sick, to raise the dead. To raise the dead is not small. I hope you know that. It could not stop vanity. Let me give you an example. Even if it is not the giving of the Holy Ghost from the Father, I hope you know it's the Father that released the Holy Ghost. The coming of Jesus would have been empty. Acts chapter 1 verse 4. After Jesus has died and rose up again, what did the disciples ask him? Now that all this thing we have... Imagine that the head of your army can walk through wall. How many of you do not like that scene in a Game of Thrones? That they have army of the dead that fought for them. Just see only two people coming to face army of like 500,000. Not knowing that army of the dead, invisible, are with them. So if Jesus rose up again, invisible, just we just appear. How can they? Who is Rome? Who is Caesar? Peter just felt, oh God, now. Thank God that you died. I'm sorry that I said you should not die the other time. This one is better than that one. Abby, let's go to Rome. Sabine assembled, they call meeting, assembly. They have discussed it before Jesus came. So when he appears this time, you know he was appearing and disappearing, Abby? Abby? Yes. This time when he comes, let's ask him. When they therefore were come together, I know it was a gathering, said they asked of him, saying, Lord, we down now at this time. Are you seeing this time? Now, at least, restore again the kingdom to Israel. They must have looked for a Bible passage that aligns with all these thoughts. Abi? Eh? Scripture of the prophets of Psalms to say, now is the kingdom of God come. They finished the age. Imagine if Jesus was reigning on the earth at this time with his resurrected body. It will look like a great victory. But is it a great victory? No. You know why? They still did not see the kingdom. No, leave it in verse 7. If he said unto them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. Then verse 8. Say, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, which means the Holy Ghost was not that power. The Holy Ghost is the understanding that came by the giving of the Holy Ghost. You did not get me. You didn't get me. The power, the real power, is the understanding or the light that they will get after the Holy Ghost has come. So the Holy Ghost is not the power of the kingdom. I mean baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. It's only a taste. That's why by the same Holy Ghost, he said, is an outpour of the Spirit. It's not the full. It's out of. It's like they gave a drip. Just a taste. Just a taste. The power is the light that comes by the Holy Ghost. So the main reason for the giving of the Holy Ghost, the main reason why we have the Holy Ghost, go to John. Go to John chapter 16. Are we being blessed? Yes. Say, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? But because I have said unto you this thing, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Underline the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, I like every time they talk about Holy Ghost, he is when he is. You never see was. Because the Spirit is ever present. When he is come, they did not say when he will come. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, which we begin at being born again, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Now see you, of sin, because ye believe not on me. Because they believe not on me. So when you believe on him, it means you have been reproved. You have begun the journey of reproving. To know that you actually go through the process of reproof is that you will now come to righteousness. You will exchange law by reproving. It's the Holy Ghost that does it. If not, man feels he's okay. I'm not as bad as you think I am. Faith. Let me look for the way daddy said it. Are we being blessed? Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith is not just faith because you believed. The blessing of faith is what it will do in you later. Okay. Aha. So when faith is given, when we begin the journey of faith at believing, if faith does not bring us to the end point where we are no longer of the earth, remember what we read in Peter is that we will no longer be of the earth. What we read in Genesis, in Deuteronomy, a peculiar treasure to God is that you will no longer be of the earth, right? If faith does not bring us to that point, then it is not actually the faith in the Lord Jesus that you began with. Or you did not finish that process of believing. Daddy has taught this. If you believe, you are to believe. You hear to believe. After you have heard and believe, what believing should do is that it should make us receive him. It is not the same thing that to say, I have believed. That you have believed does not mean you have received. To believe means is to be aware of a level of knowledge. But that this knowledge is available does not mean you can use it. Or you are seeing it as something that you can exchange what you have. You can't trade, you cannot trade what you have with that knowledge. If you don't see the worth in Christ's knowledge, you will not exchange your own for his own. Say, but as many that received him, to them gave he power to become. Without receiving, you can't become. Man had life before. His life was vanity. Let's say amen. Amen. We had a former life. Our former life was what? Vanity. And vanity is sweet. Vanity to a natural man is not evil. It is what makes tomorrow worth it. Let me explain. It's not just the reason why you wake up in the morning, go to work, labor through the day, come back home, labor at home, go to work, and you do that every day, Monday to Friday. If they did not, say Saturday and Sunday is break from work. You know, we continue it like that. The reason why you will do that back to back, is because you have a hope. And that hope is that you and your family should not suffer. Is it bad? No. But that was not the original life God gave man. The original life God gave man is that every waking day, he should use it to please God. He should not just please God, he should please God unto becoming like God. If I ask you, is that why you are studying mechanical engineering? Do you want to become like God? That's why you chose that course. Eh? Nurses here. Why are you being a nurse? You want to become like Jesus? No, you want to earn money. In fact, some of you wrote jam. You did not use that jam because you want higher score. You went and labored again. Abi? So that you can make the score that will be able to give you medicine. And after you have gotten it, you are going to labor much more than what you did. Just because the promise of a good life here on earth. No matter how high we feel our revelation is, if the knowledge of our coming to God does not supersede this value I just explained now, the value of you being a medical doctor, your younger brother, a pharmacist, the next one, an engineer, then you now have a lawyer. Complete, Abby. It's not just money alone. The value the world places on profession, on being professionals in your field, is vanity. To be the best at what you do, the money is part of it, but the value of esteem that comes with it. Is the savor of the world. If the faith of Jesus is not shed abroad in your heart, or them say love of Jesus is not shed abroad in our hearts to give us enough. Daddy, how will you feel if your son go to school and say, Daddy, I'm not going to school again, I want to become a pastor? See, even those who have not born child, they are shaking their head. Say, go to school first. You become a pastor later. Abby? It is value. Say value. Is it bad? No, it's not bad. It's not a sin. It's just that if that value is the highest value of a man's life. And Jesus asked the disciples, said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You see, what Jesus was asking is that, what should they so value the most? What should be the highest cost to a soul? Once it is not the faith of God's Son, that soul is still under the value of vanity. Hallelujah. It means such soul cannot become a peculiar treasure to God. Let's go back to that 1 Peter. So, when 1 Peter was saying, ye as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. What is the gain of being built a spiritual house? Eh? You know, some people just want to, they like what God is doing. They want to give to what God is doing. They want to support what God is doing. But they will not really give their life in exchange for what God is doing. It's because being a spiritual house is not yet a reality. Being a spiritual house is being that people that God has used what is in him to raise. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Only Christ can offer what God will receive. Pastor Favor said earlier, Christ is not just a knowledge. Christ is also a person. Christ is also a person. He's a person that wants to raise many other persons. And Christ is not going to cough out people from the wind. He's going to use the same law that was used to raise him as Jesus till he became the Christ to raise all of us here. Let's say amen. So he said, wherefore it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion. Zion is not just a spiritual location. Zion is a place. Zion is a realm. Or let me say, Zion is an understanding. At that point you get to Zion, when you say you get to Zion, is where you can see that Jesus is a chief stone. Is a chief stone. I told us before, I said stones. When the reason I made reference to Lucifer is to tell you that not only Jesus was a stone. In the spirit, beings are called stones. Some are precious, some are not precious. So when we begin to become spiritual, you're already becoming a stone. Eh? So Peter was saying, in verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone. Jesus as a son is a living stone. So when we are coming to him, cite him as a living stone, is what King James was talking about here. They use old English. To whom coming? When you are journeying to him now, be looking at him as a living stone. You are not yet a living stone. You are a lively stone. A lively stone means there is a measure of life in you. But there is also some measure of death. If you are not yet living, it means all of you is not yet alive. Daddy taught us this some time ago when he made reference to the parable of Jesus in Matthew 13. To say a sower went out to sow seed. And he went as he was going. Some fell by the wayside, and some others fell among thorns, and some others fell on stony ground. Huh? And some others fell on good ground. The sower is God. The seed is the word of righteousness. Abi, that's the explanation of Jesus. Then he said, by the way, let me count it, by the way, rocky ground, thorns, are all kinds of, let me say, are the measures of faith that heart has received. Everybody starts from by the way side. Everybody starts how? By the wayside. Nobody starts from good soil. It is the measure of faith that we have received that we say if we have journeyed from wayside, we journey from wayside to good soil. The end point is that we all get what? Good soil. But between the process of when we begin by the wayside and good soil, see the measure of things we have to deal with. Fowls of the air. Fowls of the air are spirits that fight against understanding. Maybe I should wait here a little. This will help some of us. When you approach the gospel of the kingdom, it does not come first to your head. It goes straight to your heart. So your head, most times, when I say head, your mind can be unprofitable, which means what is being said will not look like what you used to know. You may not be able to put two and two together to get four on that matter. If you go come to a meeting like this, is your first time or second time, you are just coming, you may not be able to live here and go and teach somebody what was said here today. But as you keep coming, look at it all. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came up and devoured them. He devoured them. Verse 19, explain this, verse 4. That those that did not understand the word of the kingdom are those that spirits picked, those fowls of the air are not just ordinary birds, so they are evil spirits. They are the spirits of the wicked one. I told us before, there was a book that one of our fathers wrote that many of us have been enjoying. Spirits against understanding do not possess believers, but they can oppress believers. Hello? There's no person that believes in Jesus that can be possessed by evil spirits, but he can be oppressed. That's why Jesus came and was healing those oppressed of the devil. That oppression, they are believers. They are oppression, believers. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. They are not unbelievers. Satan can oppress believers. But let's go back to this Matthew. Anyone that heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. Understand, to understand means you have heard. Then you daddy said hearing is not once, right? You hear and you hear again. If you labor at hearing again, first hearing makes you believe, second hearing makes you receive. You don't receive at first hearing. It's possible to be around these waters for 10 years and you never received. I'm not playing. It means that the product of what you are hearing, you can never give, but you can say it. But when they compare your life with those who are receiving, there will always be a gap. Such people are always offended. Yes. That you have heard is not automatic. Scripture is complete. If you don't wait to hear again, say, once have you spoken. How many times is that here? That is in Psalm. That's not New Testament. You can't hear God once and say you have heard him. So for those of us who do not have the nature of, it's not just that you are playing message back. Oh, it's not playback. It is that you sat down and say, what are they actually saying here? How does this apply to me? That is when you are actually hearing. You have not even understood it. Because when you have heard, the first thing you have that you will have from hearing are questions. Inability to have questions from teaching means you are not hearing. You have never asked questions for the last 2 years of hearing. You are not hearing. You can be in a class and the teacher will say, are you listening to me? What will you say? Yeah. Then he will say, oh yeah, repeat what I just said now. It's no longer in this generation. Gen Z, they are very smart. They can repeat it though, but tell them to explain. So you said. They are very smart. Especially these young ones. You see how far they call them now. But do you understand? John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Abby? Which we have seen. That seen is understanding. So let me say, you are coming from Ore. When you get to Ondo, when you start seeing houses, you will get to a very major place. The junction is three. There's a city gate on this side. Maybe you've come to Ondo like 2-3 times. Have you not seen that city gate? Say, at the entrance, describe, it's okay. When you now pass that place, there's one university not far. It's on this side of the road. Say, okay. You know what has happened to that person? He's seeing what you are saying. Right? We see with the mind of our understanding. That was where Satan blinded when we believed him. It's the same mind we also used to believe him. Once we keep believing Satan, it also is ministration of blindness. On every matter, we believe Satan above God. Why is he struggling with our finances? In Ondo, that he has said in the last vigil, Ondo, finances will always be an issue to any soul that comes here first. If you are doing well before you came here, the spirit of this land, the first thing they used to make you bow is they will stifle your finances. And the Lord allows them to do it because God is not in your finances. God can use your finances, but it does not make him God. If not, Lazarus will be in hellfire. Abby? It's not Lazarus and the rich man. How come poor Lazarus made heaven and somebody was in fire? He was in Abraham's bosom. He had food, he had water. What am I saying? In Ondo, if you don't fight spirits, you will. That when we live here today, those spirits will come against you. You will forget that you said you were going to go and listen. This teaching, Magbo. Don't worry, Magbo. Those spirits are waiting for you at the door. Although some of them are very strong, they will enter. And they used to allow them to enter if they have qualification. They are the one making, just sleep small. You are tired. Do you know you went for wedding on Friday, on Saturday? Do you know the pressure on your body? Do you know how much you have done? You woke up since 4 a.m. Just sleep small. If you stand up, it's embarrassing. You know? How will the old church know that you stood up because you are sleeping? Fight that spirit. How to fight it is to use their instruction against them. It was one of our fathers that said it. The day they tell you, don't call that sister, she does not like you, pick your phone. Immediately call her. That's how to silence spirit. Don't even answer. Just pick your phone, and call. Say, that person, your birthday, you posted this picture. He did not post your own. Target next birthday. Post 5. And say, this my sister, I love you. The love is not in your heart, or it's paining you. That is how we learn Christ. That's how we word of spirit. As you stop listening to their instruction or their voices, they begin to fall off. They fall off. They fall off. But that's not their end, though. Anybody that has weathered the storm of spirit, receive the word, so he finished the process of hearing, seeing, and receiving. He liked the word. Wow. He's beginning to change. He's beginning to arrange himself. He's beginning to arrange himself. He's beginning to arrange himself. Oh, there's still another measure. He that received the seed into stony places. Say stony places. Say stony places. They did not say receive the word into stony hearts. It's stony. Stony. If you say it's a rainy day, what does it mean? Rain fell, sun shine, right? There's small rain, it's plenty, 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 plenty. It means that stony places is not rock. It's not rock. There are stones there. All the rock have been broken. They don't want blast. Wah! So there's small heads that the seed enter. But there's still plenty stone. The same, hear the word. Received it with what? With joy. With joy, yes. Verse 21. Yet. Yet. Say yet.
Yes.
Heart not root. So pause. Let's pause. Let's go to Ephesians. How do you have roots in yourself? How does roots come? Because without these things, we just go that you have plenty word. No roots. That Christ may dwell in your heart. By what? So how do we take root downward? By choosing that this thing is true. To keep affirming that it's true. It's true. Because many things we tell you is a lie. They are preaching love. It's a lie. They are preaching that God with eternal life has the answer to all. It's a what? It's a lie. Many things. Satan always wants you to feel that it's not really as they say it is. If God is with you, why is your daughter sick? You have prayed for the past 3 days, nothing has happened. If God is with you, why is nothing in your life working? Not one single thing is working. Has Satan ever told you that God loves you? He didn't tell you that there are many other things that are working, but you are not seeing it. Because it is the nature of man to always want more. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. This Christ dwelling in your heart. It's not really that Christ you have embodied Christ yet. It's the seed of the kingdom. It has to take root downward. See now, say it will take roots and grounded. It means you keep believing in that word and keep damning all the other distractions. All other distractions. You are taking roots downward. Their service is too long. You damn it. They wake up every 5 a.m. to pray. Their wala is too much. You damn it. Are you seeing? You are taking root downward. We have said, hear the word again. You damn it. Come to Tuesday prayer. Even if you are so busy, coming from work, you are tired. You damn it, you come. You are taking roots downward. The more consistent you are on issues like that, you are taking roots. You are taking roots. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus, the reason Jesus gave his faith is for to bring you to a good land. Let's finish this parable. After you have left stony land, yes, he endured for a while, okay, yes, Okay, he that received the seed among thorns. Are you seeing that this person now, the stony issues are no longer the matter? You know, flesh is stone. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. Stone is flesh, is carnality. Pastor Favor said earlier that.
Kababo shafele besi fili enkofa eribino tasia fani. For the life I have come to give is to rid you of the life of flesh. And flesh can be taken away. Flesh can be expired. Flesh can be expired. You can be a Christ man. You can have the life of Christ. You can use the wisdom of Christ as your wisdom for living. Feribuate teliantana. Flesh is bondage. Flesh is bondage. It makes you heavy. But we have brought light so that you can be free. So that you can be free. Bavrikenosian. For I desire that my people come to experience freedom, even true liberty from the dictates of flesh, to not feed flesh anymore. Therefore, give attention. Open your heart and receive. Elimoshiatania. Receive the life. Receive the life I have come to give, for it is worth having. It is worth having. It is all you need to put flesh under.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Ma, I was going to say, stone is convenience of the flesh. When I say stony places, we said earlier, stones are beings in the spirit, right? Yes, ma'am. But this stony place is convenience of the promise of the world. The vanity we are talking about is convenience, right? You can't say something is vanity if it's not giving convenience to the flesh. So if this soul rejects convenience and still keeps the word of righteousness, we say the soul has taken root downward. Or now he has roots in himself. So the scorching sun. Scorching sun is trial of our faith. Sun is a little measure of fire. There are some sun that will look as if fire is burning your skin, Abby. Ah. In fact, if you go and serve, if you go and do 3 weeks, ordinary 3 weeks that some people go and do in knots, by the time they come back, they would have the sun will burn. The sun burns the skin, Abby. See, somebody has sunburn. So it is scorching that the word gives for you to drop the word that you have. We scorch you. Your parent that did not used to complain if you go to night party will not complain that you are taking too long in church. Scorching. Say, from where to where? I thought you were happy that I became born again. You say, so church, lo fe kusini. Are you seeing that? Scorching. Just to make sure you don't have roots downward. In fact, the word can give you convenience to ensure that you don't take roots downward. Peradventure, you now ignore those and took roots downward. And you are not offended by the word. You are not offended. I hope you know that the contradictions that will come to you is because of the word. It's because of the word. So somebody knows that you can't retaliate anymore because you are not a believer. And now start offending you because of that. Does Christians do like that? Christians don't do like that. And because of that, will now offend you. If you still choose God over offense. Now let's go to the next one. He said, He that receiveth the word among tongues is he that heareth the word. And, you know, he has received it. He has heard. He has received. He has taken root downward, right? He's already growing upward, right? Now, see, he said, and the care. They did not say but. It's and. It's what will surely happen. And the care of this world. Care of this world. Daddy said something last Wednesday meeting. It's easy to hate the children of Babylon. It's not easy to hate Babylon himself. I be Babylon herself. Ani, it's a she. It's a she. It's easy to just reject the children of Babylon. You are carnal, worldly. I am the child of God. By the time John saw Babylon, who do they use care for? Who needs care? Is it not the woman? It's women and children that need care. Deceitfulness of riches. Two things. Care of this world and deceitfulness of riches. These are legal, legitimate needs of a man in the world. Our legitimate needs can choke our growth in the spirit. Care of this world, legitimate needs. Legitimate. Wife, husband, children, family. Are you seeing that? Eh? It's still family. Job is for family. Abi? There is nothing you do that is not for what? This is at this crucible that many of us fail. Because before now, other things may look, you can ignore it. But this one, you cannot ignore. You will have to look at it. The only way the Spirit will help us is to bring us to judgment. That is still the job of the Holy Ghost. Of judgment. Let's go to that John chapter 16 that I read earlier. It's still the Holy Ghost. At this point, if the Holy Ghost does not help us, we fall face flat. John chapter 16. All right. When he's come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Two steps have recovered. Now, see, of judgment, because who? The prince of this world is judged because he is exposed to know that he's the prince of this world. It is his feminine part that is Babylon. Babylon is the womb of the world. He's the female of the world to hold every soul down. It's not easy to look away from feminine. True of us. It's not easy. So the prince of this world uses Babylon to tie souls down. By care of this world and deceitfulness of riches. I like that they say it's riches, it's not wealth. The world promises riches. What the world can give is riches. The one that gives wealth is God. Hallelujah. The care of this world. We can only know care of this world and deceitfulness of riches by the revelation of God's righteous judgment. It is those who have come to judgment, who have stayed under the discipline of the seven spirits of God that can determine, that can know. Isaiah chapter 11. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and mind, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of what? This quick understanding is not for him to talk fast. It's for him to know the word. The word of God is quick and powerful. powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the nature of the word. It's not how fast or how slow. It's nature. So shall make him of quick understanding. To have quickened understanding means to have understanding that the Son uses. It is quick understanding that can judge the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Then he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Without the ministration of the seven spirits, we will judge. Sight of his eyes is flesh. It's flesh. Hearing of ears is flesh. Picking judgment by what you can see and hear is carnal. Or when our life ends on only what we can relate with. Let me say, we can't break through the casts of feeling. You know, the gospel of Christ does not work by feeling. If you say, I perceive. Perceive is not feeling. Discernment is not feeling. Spirit is above our feeling. I like that scripture say, God is above. Say, if our conscience does not judge us, God is what? Is higher or greater than our conscience. When it gets to a point, when word begins to really show his face, care of this word, deceitfulness of riches is higher than our feeling and emotion. Only the breath of the Spirit. Not just breath of the Spirit by mouth, but the teaching of the Holy Ghost. Growing in the Holy Ghost unto charity. In fact, it's the fullness of charity that will make these people to see care of this world and not to be overcome by the deceitfulness of riches. Mammon can deceive anybody. And that is why faith will always be tried. Though it may be by scorching at first, but they will still try faith by fire. Because that's what 1 Peter said, that the trial of our faith be made precious. To put faith into trial means that the faith has become stone. It's only precious stone that can change in fire. If you put ordinary stone in fire, what would the stone do? It will burn and melt away. But when you put precious stone in fire, it only becomes better. Say better. So the trial of our faith. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. The trial of our faith. Let's take the reading from verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible. Are you seeing 2? I like scripture of 2. 2. Verse 4 of 2 Peter said also, to whom coming? 2, which means we don't have it now, but we are journeying there. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept, those who are kept by power, by the power of God. I told us earlier, the power of God is not Holy Ghost baptism. The power of God is Christ. The power of God is what? Is Christ. And Christ comes, Christ, the understanding of Christ is given after baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is that baptism of the Holy Ghost that breaks us into the space where we can learn Christ without reserve. So are you having problem with understanding? Pray more in the Holy Ghost. There is no time you pray in the Holy Ghost on matter of understanding. If it does not come that time, it will still come. We must be those people who are being kept by the power of God. You are kept by the power of God because you are keeping it. Don't quickly let teaching go. Don't quickly disbelieve what the Lord has said. If the Lord has said you can love your wife as your own flesh, don't believe that it's impossible. Some of us don't believe that it's possible to submit to your husband in all things. You don't believe it. So you do it a little, you withdraw. You do it a little. Once you don't get a corresponding reaction from the other party, you withdraw. Remember that the other party is not the reason you are keeping that law. There is something you want to become. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. It says, "For as, to as many as received him, to them," it is to those people who are kept by the power of God, the gospel of Christ can keep. Don't be in this world and not be kept. There are things to be kept from. It is what you keep that will keep you. If you keep malice, malice will keep you. If you keep envy, envy will keep you. If you keep unforgiveness, wow, unforgiveness will wrap you. But if you keep keeping the gospel of Christ, if you keep the gospel of Christ, that thing you are keeping is not ordinary. Those who are kept, see, let me tell you, don't obey Jesus because of anybody. Obey Jesus because you want to become. You want to become. You want to become a treasure. A peculiar treasure. Don't even obey Jesus because of your pastor. Don't obey Jesus because of me. Don't do that. Don't do it because of me. Do it because you have to become something. Say, I must become something. Let me shock you, in your lineage, nobody has ever been like that. Nobody in your lineage from Adam, everybody who has been, who came before you, kept the word. Don't do the same thing. And Daddy told us in that vigil, spirits govern the earth. And the day you decide to start living for Jesus, spirits will go after you. I need you to know that spirits will go after you. But you have what can. All you need to destroy them is don't believe them. Don't believe them. Don't believe them. Believe what God says. Believe him. Say, who has believed our reports? Who is the arm of the Lord? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So things that are being revealed, believe them. Believe them. Dare to believe. Dare to keep believing until you get to the end of what believing does. All those who have ever believed God has never been confounded. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say amen. And we end on this note. Our faith, even if it's being tried as by fire, remember that your faith will not die out. If it goes through trial and you remain in that trial, you don't have money, don't worry. Don't run to have money. If not, money will have you. Brethren, let the first value of your life not be how much you can make. Don't do that job because of the money it can give you. There's no job that will fend for everything you need in this life. It's impossible. The world does not give back to God's seed. Are you God's seed? Are you God's seed? You have signed a pact never to gain from the world. See, die your debt. Quickly die it now. Agree that even if I don't have clothes to wear, it does not define who I am. What is clothes? What is car? We are on the journey from Akure, and one of us was saying that he likes to dress well on journey. When you dress well, policemen will respect you. As good as dressing well is, it must not become your life value. I've asked somebody before, why didn't you come to church? I said, I didn't have clothes to wear. I said, oh. It's not that you didn't come to church that pay me. It's how much blind you are. Because there are many places Satan is boxing you and you don't know. If the beauty you see in me today is what I wore, I don't want to say the end of it. So what you wear, you know, I was talking to some people. I said, your wedding clothes should not define how glorious your wedding is. No, that's the glory of this what this Gen Z wedding now, Abby. Aha, thank you for answering me like that. The kind of clothes the bride and groom wore. Wow. Wow. I want no wussy wedding and won't try. We are even proud of that vanity. Don't say I'm not like that. Start praying about it now. The glory of how big your naming ceremony is. I don't know if you can do it like our father's time. My father's first child, the day from the day she was born to the naming day, it was feast. It's not naming ceremony. It's from the day she was born. They were cooking morning. People were saying the story. Till that our firstborn got married, they kept telling the story. It's not the naming day. I said 7 days. They were feasting. The day my father got born again, the money flew away like wind. He did not do blood money. Oh, to tell you that the world does not give back to God's seed. Let me tell you, if you are not wiser in your own generation, you will suffer on two sides. You will not have the money, you will not have the life. Yes. So he said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth. Tell me anything that the world has to give that we still not perish. Though it be tried with fire. What is the reason of any trial that faith will go through? Might. Say might. High probability. It means not everybody will be able to go through. Very probable. All your friends will marry before you. All your friends. You will do best lady, do best lady, do best lady. You become the best lady in the single ladies. Best lady. Everybody wants to have you as best lady. Say, Womi Oshimo. The sisters will say, I will go and be praying. Because, guy, in fact, that your suit has become, ash color has now become white. And there's no prospect of tomorrow. Some of you, you will never have the prospect that you are thinking of. I'm with you. At 40, they say a man that has not built house at 40 is a fool. I remain a fool for life. I like being a fool. Every one of us are fools. Whose fool are you? The world's fool or Jesus' fool? Huh? Might be found unto praise. Praise cannot redound to God if the world still understands your faith. If the world honors your faith, the world likes your faith. I want you to use Holy Ghost to learn how to shame the world. You are the one that will bear the shame. Oh. Daddy said it. You know, I went to a meeting. I said, myself and mommy, we were making jest of him. We said, Daddy, that time that you were in Futa, to be a lecturer in Adeyemi, I refused to buy clothes. But the same color of shirt, 3 shirts, the same kind of shirt, different color. So you see that it's not as if he did not have money to buy shirts. Oh, let me give you the background of this. So you are looking at me. Daddy, when he was going to do his master's or PhD in Futa, master's, he bought 3 shirts. The same type of shirt, different color. And that was what he wore all through and trainers. Because he doesn't want to think clothes in that season. So throughout that, you know, master's is faster now. How do you know that master's is faster now? You do master 18 months, you are true. 2 years, you are true. 5 years, they are still doing master's. Where you don't care whether you change your shoe, you don't care whether you change your clothes, it's not a priority. It's not the reason you love God or hate him. There are decisions you must take. It is to crucify flesh, to tell flesh that I don't live for you. It's a deliberate effort. Hallelujah. Amen. That was what Ephesians 6 was saying. Having done all to stand. What have we done to stand? We must, they did not say, when you have done all to stand. They say, having is something you do, you continue to do it. Even when you have stood, you don't say I have stand. You keep ensuring I'm standing. I am standing. No, that I have the money does not mean that I should now show now. If the Lord allows it, yes. But is the Lord really allowing it? No, sometimes we lie to ourselves. Tell yourself, I've tried. In this salary, some people collect their salary. We enter eatery and eat. Once you go, what are you feeding? It's not your body, it's your soul. That thing, it's not your body. It's not the sweetness in your mouth. It's your soul that is eating. And the world is with you on that table. Am I saying it's wrong to eat what you like? No, it's not wrong. It's just who is asking you to do it. Chibidade has told us before that in the old testimony, they gave them liberty once in 3 years to gather all their tithes and use it to buy wine and eat and feast. That's their own. I don't think it's in the New Testament. Oh. Don't gather your yearly tithes and use it to eat. Oh. That's one chapter that used the most active words I've come across in the recent times. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. It's like command to a soldier, be strong. It's not something you do by choice. Be strong is a command. It's a command. It's not whether you like to be. If you need, you know you can be strong. You may be strong. Do you like to be strong? You are allowed to be strong? No. He said, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take to you. Active words. Take to you. It's like his force. The whole armor of God. Don't be okay with pleasing God small. In this week, you must be able to. He said, since the day of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God does what? Don't say that now you have entered the kingdom of God, though. Have you entered? In Christ, violence stops. But before Christ, what happens? It's by force. It's by what? You know, before you enter, it's Pastor Jason that gave this example. And I was so blessed, I can't forget. The force that a Suzuki bike, you know Suzuki? Gen Z do not know Suzuki. Oh, which one do you know? And you were not answering now. That Suzuki, the force that bike use and the force that a plane use at the tarmac to lift, which one is higher? The plane. Which one makes noise the most? Which one do you put efforts the most? You know, when you want to drive the bike now, with somebody that is pilots don't use to turn the neck of train like of plane like this. They don't. In fact, this time, I think his button they will be pressing. And they'll just be pulling some lever. It's not very hard, though. If you go there, don't go and pull it. But the energy that boats use, they are not the same. Now, see the force he uses to break the law of gravity. You see, when you are in the plane and you are lifting, they tell you to tighten your seat, You can fall off if you don't. Yes, you can fall. They'll say, use your seat belt. And by the time you are moving against gravity, even you, we know that something is doing you. But by the time you balance, the speed they used to balance is higher than the one they used to lift. But you can't know. You can't know. What am I saying? To break out of flesh, you have to put a lot of effort. Before you break into ease, you just see Reverend Busi, you just come and say, I don't have anything to say. You know, if I was so busy, I didn't have time to prepare. Hey. I mean, you go to his house, he's watching movies, playing, he's doing that. Don't play like that. Don't try it. Eh? The way spirits will flog you. I'm the son of Reverend Busi. I'm the son of my father. I know who has sent me. I don't think you know. The first war I feel in my heart today to say we are warring is against spirits. Spirits of this territory. That is said in that vigil. Many of us are not from Ondo, but you have to war against that spirit. Ondo easily owns. Do you know that? It's not like some. Ondo is a spirit that likes to own. Ondo owns. Akin dutire, oh. And is a honor among Ondo people. Ondo owns. So if you are in this place, you don't understand the spirit that you are under, they will fight you down. But in this day, we are understanding them. We are not only understanding them, because we are under a dispensation that has understood them, that has warred against them, and warred them down. We will do in a record time. Amen. I say you will do very fast. Amen. And that is say you can stay 3 years on one matter. We do faster. We will stay. They will see our commitment. Our tenacity will be hotter than before. Amen. That's why when you come in God's presence, don't be gentle. Know that the spirits here, they are not gentle, so don't be gentle with them. Don't pray as if the spirits are nice. They are not nice. They are very wicked. They are very wicked. There's nothing you do in Ondo that thrives except God blesses it. Yeah. And blesses it with a... In fact, that blessing is blessing of keeping you consistent. Say, I will be consistent. In this season, the Lord will bless us with the heart to be consistent in the faith. That faith will become something we marry, we hold on to. No matter how difficult the terrain is, I want you to begin to pray for yourself. That the trial of my faith will be made precious. Pray, pray, pray for yourself. My faith will be made precious. My faith will be made precious. My faith will be made much more precious. I come into more precious faith. More precious faith. More precious faith. Much more precious faith. I am helped. I am helped. In the name of Jesus. If I am just hearing this word, spirits will not catch it away. I want you to pray for yourself. Spirits will not catch these words away. If I have heard and I have received, I will take roots downward. If I have taken roots downward, I must bear fruit upward. The cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, will not choke the word of the kingdom. Will not choke the word of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying for yourself? Even if you feel you are a student, pray for yourself. The spirits of this territory will not govern over me. I am enlightened. I am enlightened. So I should pray for you. Pray for yourselves. Everywhere you are, the spirits of that territory will not govern you. You have life to answer. You have life to answer. You come into the boldness of the spirits. You come into the boldness of of the Spirit. You come into the boldness of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, obedience becomes your status quo. Obedience, 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 obedience become the first value. That your faith and love will abound more and more in knowledge. Your faith will abound more and more in knowledge. Your faith will abound more and more in knowledge. I want you to pray for yourself. I will hold faith. My soul holds faith. In the name of Jesus, holding faith out of a pure conscience, I am enabled to hold faith. Jesus, I am enabled to hold faith as a touch. As a touch, as a touch, in the name of Jesus, I lighten my territory with the faith of the Son of the Living God. I lighten my territory. I lighten my territory. I lighten my territory. In the name of Jesus, I will keep holding. I will not be tempted to drop. I will not be tempted to drop. I will not give in to the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I keep holding faith. I keep holding faith. I keep holding faith in a pure conscience. I am persuaded that which I keep will keep me. I am persuaded that which I keep will keep me. Matalagare Shabande Rebelebedegadeli Barakatela Ilabarande Lekebrebende Ebremenegade Quate Sembra Managaya. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Please let's read this verse and we pray. Lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25. Our Father raised a prayer from there, and I want us to also pray it. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? We are the crucible of receiving. We will receive. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery or for obtaining is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. I want you to pray for yourself. Every race I am running will be for incorruptible. My life race will not be because I want to be a father that can provide for his children. Corruptible crown. My life race will not be because I want to be able to provide for my family. Corruptible crown. I don't want to be the best at my profession so that the world can say I'm doing well. Corruptible crown. I will not run for corruptible crown. I will not run for corruptible crown. Those of us who are still in school, pray for yourself that your profession is good. It's good. But it will not be the reason you run. It will not be the reason you run. Eo sweta. Eo sweste. Shimani anaka. Elebri anaka steya. Ermenende rebede kiabaranta. Don't be a good child so that your parents can say you are doing well. It's still corruptible crown. We run for mastery of charity. Mastery of charity. Mastery of charity. Mastery of charity. Mastery of incorruptible crown. Incorruptible crown. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.